Well, since Bo touched on the NFC South and the Falcons have the Saints up next, let's get to their game against Philadelphia, in which they lost 15-12 as Philly came back in this one.
They did. It kind of reminded me of the game they lost last week.
This one's going to hurt, man, up Monday. I'm just going to throw that out there. It's going to hurt.
I watched a lot of this game. It was a really good game. The thing about me is, like, Philadelphia moved the ball up and down on the Saints' defense, and because of some odd decisions by their head coach on going for it on fourth down and then kicking field goals when, you know, passing up a 25-yard, the 30-yard field goal.
Speed sweep and a tush-push formation.
Yeah, yeah, I don't understand. You're talking about bad play calls.
That was bad.
And then, oh, you know what? Tiff, I don't need the 30-yard field goal. I'll go out and try to kick the 60-yard field goal, which is really odd to me, which had your team behind the eight balls. But I thought New Orleans' offense, which had been one of the better units, their offensive line, which had been one of the better units in the NFL coming in to this week, didn't look great.
Yeah. Well, they dealt with a lot of the same things the Falcons did. They had a couple of injuries. I think McCoy leaves. Ruiz leaves the game. And so they were kind of battling that up and down. That's already a unit that had a ton of questions about not only their depth, but their starting five in general. I thought they played a little bit over their head. And you and I talk about this all the time. I use this phrase. Eventually in the NFL, things come back to the mean. They always do. Like, teams that look like world beaters will always fall back to earth at some point. And teams that look awful, looking at you, Carolina, eventually you'll climb into that driver's seat and you'll win a game. And so it was just one of those weekends, man, where everything kind of reverts back to the mean and what you expect after a certain given period of time.
All right, let's talk Carolina then. Because they went on the road in Vegas, and of course, you guys all know, they benched their number one overall draft pick and quarterback Bryce Young. Andy Dalton coming back to get the start. And so he leads Carolina to a 36-22 victory against the Las Vegas Raiders.
I got to tell you why I feel happy for them about this. And I think we can all kind of say that, you know, it's hard to feel happy for the team up in Charlotte a lot of times. Here's what I'll say. A lot of people have said that this is not Bryce Young's fault, and they haven't surrounded him with any talent, and they haven't done all the things they need to do. They answered the freaking bell in that locker room. It was like, dude, you think we don't have talent? Deontay Johnson, 100 yards. Xavier Leggett, couple big catches. Adam Thielen even, I think, had some big reception. Chuba Hubbard runs the ball well. That offensive line plays well. It's like, dude, you think everybody else is the problem? Let's just stick Andy Dalton in there and let him throw for 300, and let's come out with a lopsided victory. I felt good. I mean, everybody has said, man, you know, it's not Bryce Young's problem. Turns out it might have been when you look at that game yesterday. So I felt happy for those guys in that locker room.
Dalton, 319 yards passing and three touchdowns. I think it was the best performance of a quarterback on Sunday this weekend.
Yeah, and I actually noticed, I saw a tweet earlier kind of blaming the weapons that that Bryce Young had from a former NFL player, and then saying, well, see, Cam did this without these players, and then Andy Dalton steps in and does it. Let's make one thing clear. It is an organizational problem. The organization is to blame for Bryce Young's and how he has played. I'm not saying he's not, doesn't take some blame, but the way he's been handled this far in his career, mainly last year with the switching around of offensive coordinators and everything, is to blame. That being said, it's like I said on here last week, he's seen ghosts, and Andy Dalton went in there and didn't see ghosts. He saw the receivers wide open, and he hit them.
What do you make of the news that they turned down four trades? What do you make of the news that they turned out four trades?
Can I read the news?
not allowed to find my own topics.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
No, it's interesting to me that you hear that. I wonder, it probably wasn't a great haul, whatever was being offered to them.
I tell you what I say. I think I don't think they were 100%, or the owner wasn't 100% sure he wanted that trigger to be pulled, because he wanted to see what they did with Andy Dalton. And now, I'm going to say something.
This was before the game, right?
Yeah.
The days before the game, right. They got these calls.
Have those calls gotten, came in? And I don't know if those calls would have came in after the game like this. I think there's might a lot of been, maybe quite a few teams would have been turned off by saying, well, that guy's that bad. But I don't think it's all on Bryce Young. I do think the way he was handled last year has directly affected the player he is today. Just like the way Mac Jones was handled when he had the DC turned OC.
Patricia, and, Joe Judge.
Yeah,
yeah, that's rough.
I think it was a direct effect of the season he had in 2023.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, quickly, I know we just have a minute here, but should they trade him?
Like, I want them to, yes, and it's not for them. I think for him.
For him.
I think a fresh start would be awesome. Learning behind somebody else, obviously, would be awesome. I think you can go into a number of situations that would be very beneficial for Bryce Young.
And lastly, in the NFC South, Denver goes in and beats Tampa 26-7. Bo Nix gets his first win as a starting quarterback for the Broncos.
Words I don't like saying. Thank you, Sean Payton.
Bo Nix, friend of the show, just kidding.
Well, his grandmother is for sure. That's one of those deals where it looks like matchups. They matched up well for some reason. They dominated Tampa Bay up front. I'll tell you this. This division is good. It's better than we thought. Everything is in front of you as a Falcons fan right now with this division. Yeah. Everything. Because you play those two teams in the next 2 weeks, and you have a chance at home, and you have a chance to say, hey, this is our division.
Knicks with the touchdown run. And Will Lutz, shout out to Georgia State. The kicker, you remember him from New Orleans? He's there with Sean Payton in Denver. He kicked 4 field goals to lead the Broncos to that victory.